Hello, my name is Malachi de Corwin, and this is my historical fiction piece on the Ukrainian famine. Chapter 1, The Skeleton. January 7th, 1932. She wasn't awake. No, it was too early for her. But still, I stood there, examining her, seeing how much she's altered. Grandma used to be big-bellied, always smiling, enough meat on her bone to be mistaken for an ox. She used to be fat, but that was a while ago, before the genocide among my people. Her ribs look as if they are trying to burst out of her stomach. What stomach? She barely had one. Imagine a skeleton with just enough skin to wrap around its bones. Now imagine that skeleton with short gray hair, a long nose, and a permanent frown. Imagine that, and you've got my grandma. She was skinny. I could feel a cold liquid escaping from my eyes and sprinting down my cheeks, running away from my body. The skeleton turned in its bed, its eyes staring straight into my soul. This is the first time I've seen her like this. I haven't been home since 1929. I realized I was wrong. The frown wasn't permanent, because she smiled. All I wanted this year was to see my grandmother again. Well, I got my wish. It's as if God is playing a cruel, sick joke on me. I managed to smile back as I said, "Merry Christmas." I secured her down the stairs. Although there were only 7 steps, it felt like millions. Each step she took, a faint cry of pain would slip from her dry mouth. This took several minutes to do a task that's a matter of seconds. We got to the tree. A single lonely box lied on its side, covered in dust. I sat Grandma down and began to observe the tree. I realized it was fake. It was the same tree we've always used. How could I forget? Well, maybe it's because I couldn't get my mind off of Grandma. The fact that she looks 20 times older and 20 times smaller. I knew she couldn't speak, but we didn't need to speak in order to communicate with each other. By just the way she was looking at me, I could tell she needed something. Food. Water. I walked myself back to the kitchen. The sink was filled with dishes. I grabbed a cup, not caring how dirty it was, and gripped hold of the handle of the sink. I lifted up. Nothing. I retried 7 times, as if it would do anything. No luck. I then turned to the fridge. Opening it, I saw something I'll never forget. A disturbing image burned in my memory forever. On the top rack of the fridge lied a dead beaver, its back scarred with bite marks. Blood stained the bottom of the fridge. My grandma has been eating this, raw. I closed the fridge and went back into the room. I wanted to cry. My grandma could already tell that she knew what I saw. She spoke to me for the first time and the last time. "Open your present." I turned my head to the box. I picked it up and slowly ajarred it. I couldn't believe my eyes, a loaf of bread just sitting there in the box. She had a loaf of bread there the entire time but chose to feast on the beaver. This was unacceptable. She needed food, and she needed it now. "Grandma, if I were you, I'd save that bread," she said. "Why? I plead to you to let me share it." "You'll need it for later," she said. "What do you mean?" That was the end of our conversation. She was too tired to continue speaking. I brought the bread back into the kitchen and set it on the counter. I took a knife and chopped the piece off. Angrily, I took the portion and stamped it back to Grandma. "Eat," she shook her head. "Eat." Grandma raised her hand and pushed the bread back. I became furious. I speedily walked back into the kitchen and slammed the portion onto the table. My head was racing with thoughts such as, why won't she eat? Does she want to die? But the thought that popped up the most was, what's wrong with her? I opened the fridge, grabbed the beaver, and ran towards the back door. I opened it and chucked it out of the house. It landed in the backyard. Good riddance. I then went back into the living room, grabbing my coat. I tried not to look Grandma in her eyes. Without turning to her, I opened the front door and said, "Merry Christmas, Grandma." I slammed the door, exiting the house of the skeleton. I found myself walking down a street. It was silent. Trash littered the entire area. As I walked, I knew what I was getting myself into by coming back to this place. Because the further I walked north, the more dead bodies I saw. Corpses lying on the streets. These were warning signs. I was a 19-year-old, arrogant man, and I had just entered the country of the skeleton people.